There's a party for us and it's free, free, free. The host said he's paying for everything. The doors are open wide for everyone.
Well, good morning, kids. Welcome to Bible Time with Ryan. I'm Logan. This is Bob. Bob doesn't like talking. Don't ask me why. Probably it might have something to do with the fact that he doesn't have a mouth. I'm not sure, but he might have a mouth under there. I'm not sure. Either way, he doesn't like talking. But you're probably wondering where Ryan is, because this is Ryan's show, not Logan's show. This is Ryan's show. But Ryan's a little bit scared. I've tried telling Ryan not to be scared. He actually normally isn't this scared, but he's got a pretty good reason to be scared. And you'll find out why later. He's sort of willing to show his head, so just here. But he doesn't really want to show the rest of himself, and there's a good reason for that, which you're going to see. And thanks for coming and joining me. I'm really, really happy to be hanging out together, and Ryan's exceedingly more happy. What we're planning on doing over the next wee while is just hearing some stories from the Bible. We're going to start at the beginning. It's a pretty good place to start, I hear. Just like we start with 1, 2, 3, and someone made up a song about Do, Re, Mi, we start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start, and we walk our way through the Bible. And right at the very beginning of the Bible, something really special happened. But before we hear about that, it's always good to pray first. So let's pray. Fold your hands. Fold your hands, bow your heads, close your eyes, and we'll pray. God, we thank you. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you've given us your Bible so that we can understand more about you, so that we can learn more about you. And we pray that as we spend just a little bit of time this morning understanding your word, we ask that you help us to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, in the very beginning, did you know there was nothing? That's kind of a funny thing to think about, isn't it? Nothing, but nothing. No emptiness, but just nothing. There was nothing around. There was no sun, there was no moon, there was no light, there was no day, there was no people. There was even no Ryan. That's right, there was no Ryan at the very beginning. There was just God. And God decided to create everything. And so in the very beginning, he created light. He just said, let there be light, and he created everything. And it's quite funny because there's lots of different people in the world who want to tell you that God didn't create everything, which is kind of a bit silly, really, isn't it? Because God said that he did create everything. And there's some people who want to say, well, God didn't create it like that. But do you know who was there at the beginning? God. Do you know who wasn't there at the beginning? That's right, everybody else. God was there at the very beginning, and God said, I'm going to tell you how I made everything. And so God wrote down the Bible using Moses. He wrote down exactly how it happened. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And then the first day ended. And the next day, God continued his work. And guess what he created on the second day? No, Bob. Bob wants to suggest that he made cars. Bob's not very smart. Sorry. No, he didn't make cars, Bob. On day two, he made the sky. That's right. God separated the space. And he put the sky up so that you could see it, just like when you walk outside, just like in this, wait, which way is it? That way. This little picture here, you can go outside and you can see the sky, can't you? Well, that's because God put it there. And do you know what God said after he put the sky there? He said the same thing after he put the light there. He said, that's very good. That's good. That's good. I like it. It's good. And that was the end of the second day. And do you know what happened on the third day? Yes, Bob. God made more stuff. Ryan's sort of sitting on the ground cowering. he's a little bit scared. You'll see why very soon. So on day three, God made... Oh, I keep pointing the wrong way. I'm very confused. And I haven't got you in front of me to point me in the right direction. He made earth. He made ground. See this ground stuff here? That's like, in the picture, it's a little bit like a mountain or something. He made the mountains. He made the ground that you stand on when you go for a walk outside. I'd say when you go for a walk at the mountain, but we're kind of not allowed to go outside at the moment, aren't we? It's a bit rough. But he made the ground, and guess what he made to grow on top of the ground? Nailed it, Bob. Trees. See the trees? Plants, grass, everything that grows, vines, all the different things. Fruit, those yummy tomatoes and apples, maybe you like mandarins. God made them too. They were all growing beautifully on the earth. And you know what God said at the end of day three? Good. It's good. I love my handiwork. It just looks great. And then day four came around, and you guessed it, God kept making, and he made the stars, and he made the sun, and he made the moon. And so on a starry night, you know, you walk outside and you look up and you see the beautiful stars. Ryan loves to go see the stars at night, so Ryan and I will sometimes sneak outside when it's late, super late, after my kids go to bed. I sneak outside with Ryan and we'll look up at the stars, and we see them all in the sky. And God put them there. They didn't just turn up randomly one day, but God said, I'm going to make that star, and I'm going to make that star. Oh, that star would be nice there. And he gave them all names, the Bible tells us. I mean, you think, there's a lot of stars up there, isn't there? There's like way more than I can ever count. Maybe you're better at counting than me. I sort of get to 15. I'm like 15, 23. And I start losing count at that point. But maybe you stay counting, and you get to 584, and you keep going. They've all got names, and God knows all of them. And he put them all there so that you'd look up and see them, and you'd say what? Wow, that's really good. That there is really good. And God said, it's good. I love it. It's good. And then, you know what God put? We had day one, day two, day three, day four, day five here, just here. You know what that is? It's a bird. Yeah, it's not a retardedly weird looking bird. It's actually a bird eating a fish. It was about the closest thing I could find, because he made fish and he made birds. It's like, you know, let's put some stuff in the sky to fly around. Let's put some stuff swimming through the ocean. That'll be pretty cool. Bob loves swimming. Do you love swimming? Swimming's great fun, isn't it? And have you ever been swimming in the ocean and seen fish? Well, maybe not. Maybe you've been to somewhere, if you're in Auckland, like Kelly Tartans, you walk through and you see all the fish. They're so amazing. God made each and every one of them. And he said, what did he say? Bob, what do you reckon he said? No, he didn't say bad. So, yes. Ryan said good. Correct. He said good. Good. It's good. I love it. It's so beautiful. It's good. So we have 5 days. What do you think he made on the 6th day? Maybe. Let's have a look. I've got a picture for it. Sheep. Yes, sheep. If you're from down south, you love sheep. You love sheep way more than Aucklanders love sheep. Like, we like eating sheep, but you love sheep. God made the sheep. And he made the cows. And he made the lions and the elephants and the giraffes. He made every land creature, all the different animals. And so now we have a full world, don't we? Everything's made. Wait, we're missing something? What are we missing? What are we missing? People. Oh, yeah, people. Me. Look, I'm here. I'm in the middle. God, on the 6th day, looked at creation, and he had made this beautiful world, and he said, well, I guess we need someone to look after it, don't we? We need someone to take care of creation, to take care of the earth, to take care of the animals and the plants. And, well, probably not the sky. We don't really take care of the sky, but we take wait that way, that way. Yeah, we take care of the birds. We don't really take care of the sun or the light over there. We do take care of these things. But we have to take care of creation. And so God said, you know what we'll do? Let us make people. Let us make men and women, and we'll make them like us. That's what God said. He said, I'm going to make a man, and I'm going to make him like me. And he made a man. And the Bible says that God made Adam in his likeness, in his image. In other words, he made him like himself. It was beautiful. But you know the funny thing about how Adam was made, and this is why Ryan's still down here hiding, is when God made Adam, he made Adam without any bad things. So Adam never did anything wrong. He was what we call perfect. And he also didn't wear any clothes. This is why Ryan really didn't want to come out and talk. I asked him really nicely and he decided to do it. But Adam and Eve, Adam wore no clothes, and God looked at Adam and said, you know, Adam might get a bit lonely if he's by himself, because he can't marry the sheep. That would be a bit weird. He can't marry the birds. Let's make another one. So he put Adam into a deep sleep, and he took out one of his ribs. He took the rib and he made a woman. And Adam and Eve, I haven't got a female Ryan. It's pretty awkward, but we just have to pretend. Adam and Eve got married. And they were happy. And they loved God's creation. And do you know what God said about Adam and Eve? You know, because he said all of the other creation parts, you know, the light and the sky and the earth and the stars and all the animals, he said they were good. But do you know what he said about old Adam over here? He is very good. Not just good. That's right, Ryan. That's right, Bob. Not just good, but very good. Very good. Wonderful. That's how God made you. That's how God made me. You know, and sometimes people want to tell us that this, you know, we're a bit funny, or we look weird, or we're different. But God says that man and woman are very good. Yes, yes, Ryan, you can hide again. Ryan's looking forward to having more clothes on for next week. But God made us very, very, very good. And he put us here to look after all of this stuff. Which way are my hands going? All of this stuff down here. All of that stuff. He wants us to look after the planet. And that's a big job, isn't it? And it requires work. And it's important because it's what God wants us to do. But what we're going to see is, unfortunately, we don't walk around with no clothes on anymore, do we? Or maybe that's fortunately, you might think. It's probably fortunate. I don't really want to walk around with no clothes on. That sounds really weird. But there's a reason we wear clothes now. And it's because everything didn't stay very good. Bad stuff came into the world. And we're going to hear about that next week. But what I want you to do is use your creativity. You see, we're made like God, aren't we? Yep, remember, because we're made in the image of God means we're like God. And he is a creating God, so he creates. He did creation. Now, what I want you to do is memorize the word creation. And remember that we're talking about God making everything. And I want you to try and be artistic. Try and use the gifts that God's given you in making you like himself. And try and create something that helps us remember this. That helps us see these beautiful pictures. Maybe it's something to do with creating animals. Maybe it's something to do with Ryan wearing no clothes. Maybe it's something to do with the tree, the sheep, or the trees, or the sky. I don't know, how do you draw sky? That's pretty awkward. I'm really bad at drawing. Maybe you're better than me. Try and make something, and then go to your mummy or daddy and say, can you take a photo and send it to Logan? because I'd love to show it at the next show. And if you send me some things through, I'll show them each week and we can all share what one another are doing and enjoy some of the pictures and creativity. I'm sure some of you have got great creative minds. Well, let's just say you don't want to see my pictures. You might want to see Ryan's, but you don't want to see my pictures. But I'd love to see yours. And I'd love to hear you learning the word creation and understanding what it means. God made everything, and he made it good, and he wants us to look after it. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we can hang out for a little bit this morning or this afternoon or whenever these people are watching it. And I pray that you would help us to understand your word and to believe that you made everything and that you made it good. Lord, I pray for the children that are watching, and I ask that you'd help them to follow you, that you'd help them to love you very much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for coming and hanging out with me, kids. We're going to be back here again next week. At this point, it's only once a week because I've got lots to do, and I'm sure you've got lots of schoolwork to do. So I'll look forward to seeing you next week at 10 o'clock New Zealand time. Grab yourself whatever it is that you take with you to come and join me, whether it's morning tea or a drink, or maybe your parents are all upset at me for mentioning morning tea now, but either way, I'll see you next week. God bless.
It's a banquet with all of our favorite foods, friendship and music and all things good. The countdown to our gladness has begun. As we go, it's a gracious invitation to the Savior's celebration. Love and joy are waiting, and he says come, so we will come. There is joy to be had, and it's now, now, now. Feast to be shared with the God of wow, and there's no telling what he has prepared. Imagine it all and then think again. His son gave his life to invite us in, and best of all, the invite can be shared, can be shared. It's a gracious invitation to the Savior's celebration. Love and joy are waiting. He says come, so we will come, so we will come. Some are invited and just won't go. They make their excuses and answer no. They think that they can find a better feast. They waited too long and they lost their chance. For the host of the party has awesome plans to invite the hungry, weary, and the weak. And the a gracious invitation to the Savior's celebration. Love and joy are waiting. He says come. It's a gracious invitation to the Savior's celebration.